Well, I think the Winlink and APRS equipment's all up there. It's inside, powered, UPS, the whole nine yards, antenna lines, everything. I just think it's a matter of getting, I just think it's antennas. The only one I said, you know, just a self-contained box to just toss up on the roof is the Meshtastic stuff. You know, I'm not willing to devote a lot of mechanical effort into that one. I mean, you know, it's not going to take up a bay or load anything or anything like that. But if it's a, you know, but I've got plenty of real high elevation, nice clear view places I could set a box with a, you know, with an antenna off the top of it. You know, that's just needs a good view of the sky. I got no problem with that. I got several locations we could do stuff like that at. That's a whole different thing. I the APRS and the other one you said, that stuff's legit, and you know, we've invested, you know, we have space allocated to that and everything, so antenna lines. And I think it's all there. So like I said, it's really just a matter of figuring out what's wrong and fixing it.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 30.
Oh, okay.
It's
probably the antenna, if anything. But or it just needs, it probably just needs a software update. Who knows? I don't know what box is up there and all that stuff. But as far as the Meshtastic stuff goes, yeah, if you had something up really high, I'd be very curious. I mean, we should do it at some point. So I'd be very curious what the range would be on that stuff. Like, would it go, like, 10 or 11 miles, you know, on that little tiny thing? Or does it have the crappy range just like if we put it at our houses? So I'd be very curious about that.